emergency?
Okay.
Oh! Here we go.
Are we recording?
We are.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on?
Mic check, 1, 2.
What is this?
What is this? So, the new Basketball Wives
OMG
season is coming out.
February 6th?
I think it's the 8th.
The 8th? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
It's coming out on the 8th, and
if you guys don't know, we are, like, the biggest Basketball Wives fans.
Like, huge.
Oh, my God, we love them.
It's my obsession, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, I mean, literally, like, you watch it, like, over and over.
Yeah, exactly, literally.
Like The Office. It's like how we used to watch The Office.
It's my replacement of The Office.
Yes.
Not that it's like The Office at all, but...
No, it's not.
But it's my new obsession, and I cannot wait to see how these women are going to hash out their problems.
Especially because, again, this was being filmed during a pandemic year.
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
How did they pull this off?
Exactly. You know? And for those of you who don't know, like, oh, and if you hear that, that's a Truly.
We're drinking Trulies.
Yes.
I know we've been drinking, like, seltzers for the past few episodes.
Yeah.
But let me tell you guys, it's only because we've been going so fucking hard on the liquor.
Yeah.
That when it's time to record, we can't even do
liquor.
We have to have, like, something refreshing.
Yeah, exactly. Something closer to water.
Because I'm still low-key drunk from last night.
Oh my, I woke up drunk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, last night, our older sister had an impromptu get together.
Yeah, just a random
with karaoke and drinks. So we were singing and drinking a lot of liquor.
A lot of brown liquor.
Yes, a lot of brown liquor. And we were sleeping all freaking day. I'll just say that.
Oh my gosh.
And we're just now getting over our hangover. But the thing is that we have to drink because this is our job.
Yes. So
we're back to the seltzers.
Because we are called Cocktail Murder.
Yes, if you didn't know, you gotta know now.
Not that we're condoning, like, if you can't drink to keep drinking.
Please don't. Yeah, because I know that there's a thing called, like, Dry January or something that's been going around. And a lot of people
I've never done that.
Never. I wouldn't. But a lot of people are. A lot of people are participating. I think it's
good
great.
For you guys.
Yeah, more power to you.
Tell me how you feel after.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Let us know. Now I can't do that because of this job. That's my excuse. But, you know, if you are an avid listener and you want to participate in that, or you're participating in that, then we totally understand.
I mean, kind of. Not really, but sure.
Sure, yeah. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
I did do... So every year I do, like, a 21-day fast.
Oh, okay.
And... a part of it is actually one of the things I take out or take away is alcohol. And, you know, it's actually not as hard.
Yeah.
As I say it's not as hard, but I don't think I've ever lasted the full 21 days.
No.
I've at least had a glass of wine.
Is it more like social?
And that's what it was. I wasn't, like, at home drinking.
Yeah.
Like, I was at dinner.
Mm.
And normally, I mean, I'm in San Diego. We're a beer city. So I'd get a beer or I'd get a glass of wine. Mm. Or even if it's not, like, hard liquor or anything.
Yeah.
Like, it was something.
Yeah.
You know?
Just an alcoholic beverage.
I see. That's the hardest part. Which I guess could be our topic today is, like, being around people. How do you find, like, yourself in those situations?
Ooh.
Because me, I always get a glass of wine or a beer because that settles me. Because
I'm
kind of an introvert.
Right.
When I'm around people, it doesn't matter who it is. I get nervous when I have to, like, talk in social situations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, that's why I always have at least a drink just to, like, settle my nerves and talk. Maybe that might sound bad. I shouldn't have to drink to do that.
Yeah, but. Sure. But, no, I think I totally agree with you, because I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. When I'm around, like, a group of people, especially people that I don't know, I have to drink to kind of be okay with being there, you know, and being social.
Exactly.
Like, I'm an introvert as well, and even, like, with last night, I'm kind of socially tapped out right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, and it wasn't even, like, a huge party. No. It was just a small gathering with, you know, a few people. We drank, but still, like,
yeah,
I don't know, but yeah, I just think, like, I would feel, when I'm sober and I'm in a group and I don't really know anyone, I feel like a weirdo just sitting there.
Me too.
Because that's how I am. Like, I sit back, I observe, I'll probably talk to a few people.
Yeah.
If I'm drunk or, like, tipsy or buzzed or whatever, mm-hmm. and I'm just sitting there observing, then that's what it is. I'm just sitting there observing,
exactly.
and I'm okay with that. I feel comfortable doing that. Otherwise, I just feel like, you know, like, the girl just kind of sitting there that looks like, why are you even here?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Go home, you're not you even, know? Like, engaging.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. When you are, but in your own way.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
I think when I am, like, around people, especially people that I don't know that well.
Yeah.
Like, obviously with you, I don't need
of
to
course.
Drink
no.
when I'm
no,
with
no,
you.
No. Yeah.
But when I'm around people that I'm not totally comfortable with.
Right.
We have to be doing something.
Yes.
I can't just sit and talk. It's so difficult
Mm-mm.
for me. Like,
Mm-mm.
so that's why when I do hang out with people, which I don't do much of that right now, obviously.
Yeah.
But, when I do hang out with people, I'm always suggesting, like, let's go hiking or, like, let's go to the beach, you know, or, let's do something that, like, makes us, like, have to put our attention on something other than each other.
Right.
Even, like, I'll go watch a movie.
Mm-hmm,
like, I miss
mm-hmm.
going to the movies,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I think I liked that, especially for first dates, because I didn't really have to have a full-blown conversation with you. Our focus is on something else.
Yeah.
So.
I also, like, I'm not into group gatherings anymore. Unless I know the people,
Yeah.
If I know the people and I'm close to at least two or three of the people out of the group, then I'm cool with the group gathering. But when it comes to, like, a random group or just a few people that I barely know and I was invited to go somewhere or to go out, I don't like that because I can't really talk. I don't know where to, like, fit in that conversation or fit in their conversations.
Yeah.
It's just like it. I personally, I have a lot of awkward moments.
Yeah.
Like, for myself. So now, like, if I want to get to know someone, like, I have a friend, we were friends since high school, and, you know, we don't really know each other that well. We know each other enough, but I recently hung out with her, and we were gonna go grab, like, a drink and something, you know, like, grab a bite to eat.
Right.
But, of course, like, outdoor dining isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were like, what are we gonna do? And I was like, you know what? Like, I almost canceled because I was like,
like, what
I don't
are
know
you?
Yeah. I'm not gonna go over to your house. You're not gonna come over to my house
because
that's just, we're not kind of there
yet. We're not
yet.
Cool there. Yeah,
yeah.
We're not cool like that.
Or, like, maybe to her, but maybe not to me. You know, I'm just not that comfortable yet. But then we ended up grabbing a bite and going to what in this area called the Cross. So it's like a cross on top of this hill, and it's a cool view spot, and you can overlook, like, the city, the ocean.
Oh, that's dope.
And, and so we did that, and then we got to know each other a little bit more. I'm like, you know what, let me just take this opportunity to know this person.
That is, like,
and connect.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I am, like, on a personal, like, personal growth type level, I am trying to put myself in those, like, uncomfortable positions.
Yeah.
Even for Christmas this year, my boss hosted a Christmas dinner. And she invited me, and it was, like, some of her friends. It wasn't any of my coworkers that was there, but...
Oh, wow.
So there was, like, a total of, like, four or five of us. And, she had a beautiful home. We watched the sunset together. We had, we drank champagne and we had cocktails, and it really was a good time, but I was so close to canceling because I'm like, I don't know these people. I barely even know my boss.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like how am I supposed to even get involved? And they're a lot older. I mean, they're like 50, 60-year-old white women, yeah. you know? Yeah, 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 so, yeah. And me, I'm a 27-year-old black girl,
yeah,
you know?
Like, out of place.
Yeah, totally, like, the complete opposite of them. But it actually ended up being a really good time. And it could be the cocktails and the champagne that loosened us all up. I think we were all at first a little like, we were all a little like apprehensive of how the night was going to go or how the dinner was going to go. But after a while, we actually had a good time. But I will say, after about the third hour, I was there for a while. Yeah. After about the third hour, my social meter...
Done.
It was done.
Depleted. Yep.
It was like after dinner, and I was like, all right, ladies, like, I gotta go. I cannot anymore. Yeah. This is great chit chat. Mm-hmm. I'm having a great time, but I can no longer engage in this conversation because I am like literally mentally exhausted at this point.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's important to put yourself in those positions.
Yeah, for sure.
At least.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And more power to people like this. I just don't understand how people can do that every day or at least every other day, every weekend, whatever. And they're constantly meeting someone new or constantly giving their energy to other people. Like if you're that, and if you're that person, like more power to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a socialite. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's great. You are what I want to be and you are who I am. Am intimidated to be,
you know? Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I don't get that because I am coming from a place of my energy. Like,
absolutely.
It's so tiring. Like, I'm telling you, right now, like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Of course, like, because of the drinking, but also the socializing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk right now.
No.
You know? Like, it's...
Well, that's why I told you, too. Like, tomorrow, we're all off work, MLK Day.
Right.
And, I just want to be by myself.
Right.
I'm just going to go to the beach, probably just lay out for hours and just not even say a word for at least 6 hours. I don't want to say a word.
Oh, wow. That would be nice. Yeah. Just don't say anything.
At all.
Don't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
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 Oh, man. If you guys have ever had, like, a situation where you wanted to leave and you somehow found an excuse to leave, or... Let us know if you're a social person.
Yeah, if you are that person.
If you're that person, let us know how you do it. What are your thoughts on this?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, in regards to this topic, you guys should email us, cocktailmurder@gmail.com, and we'll talk about it on the next episode, you know, or perhaps on our live something.
Yeah.
Or you feel free to DM us at
cocktailmurder. Because...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you are a social person, please give us tips. Because it's hard out here.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
I like get anxiety when I'm
You sweat and everything.
I sweat.
And that's the worst.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst symptom of that.
Yeah. Because then my forehead gets shiny.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate
that. Then I have sweat marks on my clothes.
Yeah.
It's just
the worst.
It's so horrible.
But yeah, let us know if you have any tips for that because that shit is difficult.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Hard.
It's
very hard.
But welcome you guys. This
is
Cocktail Murder. I'm Taj.
I'm Honey.
And we talk about black victims and victims of color because those are the stories that are buried, untold, unsolved, and it's important that we get their names out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and also we drink.
Oh, yeah, and we drink. Like we mentioned earlier, we are drinking a Truly's. You know, we're not this lame, I promise.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We need a day to...
Just a day.
To probably not do any drinking at all, probably.
Yeah. Like, the smart thing would to be, like, not... drink as much during the week and then so when it's time to do cocktail murder I can
have so much fun.
But it's so much fun. I had a blast last night.
I know. Ugh. Anywho,
but I hope you guys had a blast too.
Yes,
safely, of course.
Yeah.
But I guess we should say that we were safe. It was a very intimate gathering.
Yes, it was very intimate. It was with people that we normally see. Yeah. You know, and
so don't be out here with the strangers right now, y'all.
Yeah, don't go out. If you're a socialite like that, like, come on.
Yeah, relax.
Dial it back.
I saw more videos of, like, people in Houston at the club.
Still?
And, like, okay, so I saw a video in Bow Wow.
Oh, my God.
Was, like, I don't know, who's performing or something at some club in Houston. And it was so packed.
Oh, my God.
And it just looked gross to me because I'm like, I can't even see myself wanting to even be there. Pandemic or not, to be honest.
How desperate are you to go to a Bow Wow concert? To go out? Like, there's nothing to do. So they said, let me go to a Bow Wow concert.
Let's go see Bow Wow at the club today. Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Good luck to y'all. Okay, that's it. That's our podcast. Bye.
Goodbye.
1st.
I think you are first. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, let's do this. First. Yeah.
So this is the story of Alexis Crawford.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
I think once I start telling it, you might remember the story. It's actually not old. It's a fairly new story.
A new one?
Okay. So my story, or my true crime story today, takes place in Atlanta, and it involves Clark Atlanta University students.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to Clark Atlanta.
Shout out to Clark.
Oh my gosh. Was it 2 years ago I went to Atlanta for Clark's homecoming? Oh, that shit was so lit. Oh my God. It was amazing. I would love to go back there again. It was so much fun. Okay, so on Friday, November 8th of 2019, the body of 20-year-old Alexis Janae Crawford was found in a wooded area of a DeKalb County park. And that's just, like, right outside of Atlanta. She had been missing for several days.
Oh, my God.
So Alexis, or Lex is what they would call her, was one of 10 kids born to her parents, Bobby Wright and Tammy Crawford. 10 kids.
I was gonna say, 10 kids with one, like, with one mother, or is it,
see,
like,
I'm
a...
not completely sure about
okay,
that.
Okay, okay,
yeah, I'm not totally sure.
Still, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We have 8.
We have 8. That's only 2 less.
Yeah.
If there were 2 more, would we notice? Like,
probably
like,
not.
I feel like 8 and 10 probably feel the same.
And yeah. No, they do. And then on top of that, like, I don't realize how big we are until someone else asks.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh shit, that's
a lot
of us.
Yeah, and when I say there's 8 of us, people are like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I guess it just,
that is
we're just so
off.
Used to it, you know?
Yeah.
And we're all so close, so it's like...
Yeah, it feels like 5.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is also a lot of kids.
Yeah. 5. Yeah. True.
Okay. So, she went to Clark Central High School in Athens, Georgia, and she was pretty fucking smart. One of her friends recalled them taking an AP statistics class together.
Damn.
I remember, for some reason, I took an AP history class, which advanced placement, that was an AP history class, and I walked into the class on the first day of school, and my history teacher was like, in the front of the class, was just basically like, hey, okay, you guys can turn in your homework from the summer. I had no idea that we had summer homework. And I just was like, yo, I can't even do this. Like, he was just working so fast. Like, I was like, no, I'm good. So I dropped the class. I don't know how I got into that class. Yeah. Who signed me up for that class? Right. But I was there.
Oh, my God.
So AP, anything to me was really hard. So, and statistics is hard. So I couldn't imagine AP statistics. yeah. Okay. So she took a tour of Clark Atlanta University and immediately felt like that's where she wanted to be. That was the school for her. Mm-hmm. And she applied and got in pretty easily. Mm-hmm. And she studied justice and criminology.
Oh, okay.
Which is a great major.
I know, like, right?
Yeah.
Sheesh. That's like the major. That's like a fantasy major that everyone wants.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you want to take that? Okay, everyone that knew Alexis knew that she was a great friend. Even her counselor mentioned that she tried her best to always be there for other people. Which I actually just put this on Instagram the other day. I am not the greatest friend in the world. Like, I'm totally working on it. I think I'm a good friend.
No, I don't think
I'm a great friend.
Yeah, I can agree with you, like, speaking about myself, too.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
not...
I'm not that responsive to people.
No, because my energy gets depleted. Yeah, that's true. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
I'm there for them. I'm there for their lows. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There for their lows.
For sure. But. Yeah, I know people. I have friends that are great friends.
Yeah.
And I mean, they...
Yeah.
Like... If you're sad, I will be there for you, and I will rub your back.
Of course, yeah.
But I know people who will, like, somebody bought me a plant when I was sad. And it was just like, I know you're not feeling good. Here's a plant.
Like a
just like as a pickup. And that's just something I never thought of before. So, I don't know. It just reminds me, like, I'm not the greatest friend, but I'm a good friend. I'm not the greatest.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. A former roommate of hers said that she would come home from dance practice and Alexis would be there to make sure she always had something to eat before she went to sleep. So she was that type of person. She wanted to start a women's empowerment group. And another friend of hers said that they talked about their dreams in which Alexis wanted to be rich, own a big home, and not have any kids. She just wanted to be a great godparent or the rich auntie.
Oh, that's cute.
And same. That's my kind of girl.
Freaking same.
By her senior year in college, she lived in an off-campus apartment with her roommate and best friend, Jordan Jones, who she met during her freshman year.
Okay,
she was always very responsive. Mm-hmm. And talked to her family all the time. Mm. And on Wednesday, October 30th, she FaceTimed her mom and sister for the last time. Mm. On Friday, November 1st, they reported her missing. Mm. Okay, so we're going to rewind a little bit.
Okay.
On October 26th, just a few days before she went missing, Alexis, her best friend Jordan, who was also her roommate, and Jordan's boyfriend, Baron Brantley, were hanging out in their apartment drinking.
Okay.
Which is, drinking at home is the best.
The
because
best
you don't have to go
ever.
Anywhere.
I know.
You can get as fucked up as
you
want to get.
Yeah, you're comfortable.
And then you just go to sleep.
Yeah, you just go to your room and retire.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this didn't quite go that way.
Oh, no.
So, allegedly, and I have to say allegedly because it's not totally proven, but allegedly, Alexis was sexually assaulted by Jordan's boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Alexis recalls unwanted touching and kissing, and she doesn't remember much after that because she ended up blacking out. She remembers going into the bathroom and Jordan's boyfriend... like banging on the door, getting into the bathroom, and then she says she just kind of blacked out from there.
No.
She woke up and she was partially naked with ripped panties. So, of course, this scared her. She was scared of what Baron might have done while she was unconscious. So the next day, the next morning, she went to Grady Memorial Hospital for a medical exam and basically to get a rape kit done.
Mm-hmm,
she just didn't know what was happening
and
she really just needed to find out.
Yeah.
Now, we're not exactly sure what the exam came back as, but when it was all over, she reported the sexual assault.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It sounds like,
yeah.
Okay, Baron, he then seemingly disappeared after taking off in Jordan's car, his girlfriend and the roommate and best friend. So they hadn't really heard from him since then. After she reported it, she then told her friends that she was uncomfortable sleeping in her room, so she had been sleeping on the couch in her living room.
Okay.
And I wasn't able to find out exactly, like, was she uncomfortable before the sexual assault or after reporting it? But either way,
okay,
not being comfortable in your own home, like, that sucks.
And then in your own room.
Yeah, in your own room, that's like your safe haven, you know, your room.
Yeah, yeah,
wow. So, yeah. So the last text Alexis sent out was to her sister on October 30th, and that was around 8:45 p.m. That same night, around 11:30 p.m., Alexis and Jordan went to the liquor store. So basically, after Alexis had filed the assault report against Jordan's boyfriend, they were not on speaking terms. Basically, they weren't cool. Okay. However, that night, Alexis asked Jordan to take her to the store.
Okay.
I'm assuming she didn't have a car or something, and she just needed her. Again, this was her roommate. This was her best friend. And Jordan did. She took her to the liquor store, or as they say in Atlanta, package stores.
What?
Yeah, they don't have liquor stores. You can't buy liquor from, like, Vons. Like, you have to, or Target.
Really?
You have to buy it from its own individual package store. It's the weirdest thing.
Whoa, that's
weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why, but it's weird. Okay. So, surveillance footage captured Alexis in the store, the package store, the liquor store, and that would be the very last sighting of her.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, once again, on November 1st, she was reported missing by her family.
Okay.
Again, she was very responsive to her mom and to her sisters and things like that. So, when they were trying to contact her, probably just for whatever reasons, any reasons, and she wasn't responding, that was an alarm for them to be like, okay, something is not right, which is, like, really dope of them to do. So, again, they filed that missing persons report. When Jordan, her roommate, was questioned about where Alexis could be, she recalled waking up the next morning after going to the liquor store and then going to class. But she mentioned that she didn't see Alexis in the apartment that morning, the front door was locked, and she just hadn't seen her since. Yeah. She's like, I didn't think about it. Yeah. I got up, went to class, she wasn't there.
Okay.
Which is crazy because, you know, I have a roommate, and we're not, you know, we don't keep tabs on each other. You know, if you wake, if I wake up and she's not there, I don't think anything of it. I'm like, oh, she just went, you know, to go somewhere. Probably go to the store. Who knows? It ain't my business.
Which makes sense, regardless if you're, like, best friends or not.
Or not, right.
Because you're still, like, living mates.
Exactly. You don't have to tell me everywhere you go.
Everyone
was searching for Alexis. I couldn't find much info on the search itself. You know, usually when we have, when we talk about missing persons, the police a lot of times are like, oh, she's just a runaway, or oh, she'll be back, or oh, like this. So I was looking for anything that showed that, like, the police either went into action or if they, like, kind of bullshitted, like,
let
we see often.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find anything for that. But I do know that her friends and her family were absolutely searching for her. There was a week-long search for her, and on November 8th, they found a hole in Jordan's story.
Oh, shut up. Okay.
So, initially, she said that she slept through the entire night, and she didn't see Alexis the morning after, before she went to school.
Okay.
However, they pulled surveillance footage from the apartment complex, and they saw Jordan Jones leaving the apartment around 3 a.m. that morning. And that's when Jordan broke. She said that that night, her and Alexis got into an argument that turned heated real quick. It became a physical altercation, and that's when Baron Brantley, her boyfriend, who had been secretly hiding in the apartment for days, popped out of Jordan's room and proceeded to get involved in the physical altercation between the two girls. He then began choking Alexis with his hands And soon after, Jordan took a black plastic trash bag and put it over Alexa's head.
Oh my God.
She smothered Alexis until she stopped breathing.
Wait, I think I know. I'll have to see a photo.
Yeah, if you see their pictures, I think you'll know exactly.
Yeah. Oh, they my are. God. Yeah?
They then placed her deceased body in a plastic bin, and then they dumped the bin in the park outside of Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
So, given this information, they basically confessed to everything, and the police were able to find Alexis' body.
No.
Like, in like, a what bin... plastic bag over the that head, far? Like
in DeKalb County.
Yeah, like
the argument went that far.
It was that difficult. Yeah, that you had to choke her and then
put a plastic bag.
Like that's probably one of the worst ways to die.
Like one of the detectives meant to kill her for sure.
Absolutely. Like, no, because and I was reading. I've read this before too. Is that when people are choked to death, a lot of times it's extremely personal. Mm. And it is very intentional because you can't just choke someone for even 1 minute and then they die. It takes a long time. Mm-hmm. For them to actually die from being choked, you know? And so I just couldn't even imagine like the struggle that she was going through.
Especially and then knowing that's her best friend.
Her best friend, her roommate. And again, like, she was uncomfortable sleeping in her own room, so she was sleeping on the couch. So I just don't even know, like, what was going through her head when she realized, fuck, like, it's over. Yeah. This is it. Like, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it sucks.
I can't even imagine.
So, of course, Baron Brantley and Jordan Jones, they were arrested for the murder of Alexis Crawford. They both pled guilty, and they are actually still awaiting sentencing.
Still?
Yeah, because this was in 2019.
Oh,
this was, like, end of 2019, too.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
I mean, I'm assuming with the pandemic in 2020, probably...
Trials and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a possibility that Jordan Jones could have gotten bond. So, basically, like, she would be able to go home in the meantime. Ugh. But that was denied, thank God.
I know. Good.
They were trying to prove, like, she's not a flight risk. They were trying to get, like, family and friends to, like, testify and say, like, we'll make sure that she stays. Yeah. She doesn't, like, try to run away or, like, anything like that.
Sure.
But again, that was denied. So once again, they are in jail. They're waiting for their sentencing. They did say that they are not going to pursue a death sentence for them.
Okay.
Which I'm not a fan of the death sentence, so that's okay. But that's really all we know so far.
Yeah. So we don't even know.
Yeah. So we're still waiting for that.
Oh my God.
Like I took a couple notes and it just, they're just so fucked up. So they attended a Halloween party the next day.
Oh my God.
After they murdered her.
Oh
my God. Alexis' family actually hosted Jordan multiple times for the holidays. So again, this was more than just like her best friend. Like she came to the family's home and hung out with everyone.
Wow.
And it's so sad. And we'll post photos, but they have pictures together, you know, like they were close, you know? So it's just so fucked up to think that you can be betrayed in the worst possible way.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I also read that later on they found out that Jordan was the one that found Alexis blacked out in the bathroom on the night of the sexual assault.
Oh, my God.
And she saw her trying to regain consciousness. And when she asked her boyfriend, like, what the fuck happened, her boyfriend was like, I didn't do anything, I didn't rape her. And then,
oh my God.
And then that was it. Like, they just kept it moving.
So, is it safe to assume that this murder happened because of, it might have stemmed from that sexual assault.
So that's what I was reading. They were saying, like, we can't find a real, like, reason why it happened. But they're like, but a few days before, she filed a report against him. And they think that instead of Jordan having her best friend back, she was having her boyfriend Barron's back.
Instead.
And instead of him getting in trouble, then, like, how about we just eliminate the problem?
Get rid of her. Yeah.
And now they're both sitting and will be rotting in jail.
Oh, my God.
That's such a wild story. Oh, my God. And that is the story of Alexis Crawford. Rest in peace to her.
Rest in love, seriously.
She was only 20 or 21 years old. A senior in college. She was ready to, like, she was about to, like, start her life.
Go into the
you
world.
Know?
Yeah.
She was about to graduate
really do her thing.
With a major in justice and criminology.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She was really doing her thing. Wow.
That's crazy.
Gosh, and to think that it's, like, your own, you know, your own people. Like
your own people.
The person that's closest to you.
Yeah.
That would just do this.
They're there together every day, you know? I think it's, like, it's really sad, too, because, again, the only reason that we can find that they did this is because of the report against him. And I think it sucks, and these are those kind of cases where women, like, read and they see what happened and they get scared to report sexual assault because of what might happen.
Yeah.
Even if it's not death, it's just like scrutiny or people maybe not believing you or, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
And I think that that's sad is because she did what she was supposed to do.
She did.
She reported him.
Yeah, she did everything right. She got the rape kit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Honestly, probably was like, I don't want anybody else to go through this, like, with this dude. So I'm about to just make sure he doesn't. And instead, like, she wasn't protected. And
no,
she should have been protected.
She was not at all. Oh, my goodness.
She should have been. So, crazy story.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that was some very, very sad moment.
Seriously.
Even on top of, like, seeing that case circulating.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I remember when it happened. I remember it, like, being in the news and stuff. And then when I'm, like, reading the details, I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Man.
It's even worse.
Right. Wow. So this is another pretty messed up story. I just kind of want to give my credit to where I found this story. It's on this, it's a podcast called, Invisible Choir.
Mm.
And it is directed, or their stories are, they only target, like, indigenous people, you know? And then this other article that I just forgot, but I'm sure if you type in the case, you'll come across this article. Okay, so we're going to talk about the McStay family from San Diego, California. Do you know this?
I know this story.
Yes, it's a pretty popular story. It's
I don't love it, but I know it.
I remember seeing the family faces. I never really looked into the story itself, but I remember. I'm just gonna get into it. Okay, so Joseph McStay, age 40, his wife Summer, age 43, lived in Fallbrook, California, and that's in northern San Diego County. They had two sons together, Gianni, age 4, and Joseph Jr., age 3. Joseph McStay owned and operated Earth Inspired Products, which is a company that built decorative fountains, and Summer was a licensed real estate agent. The couple was always kind and just never questioned to help others or put people on. Joseph specifically put on Chase Merritt. He put him on as a business associate. And he fucked up big time. Chase pretty much fucked up financially, and Joseph pretty much let him go. Ultimately...
I'm like, I get it, sure.
Yeah. Ultimately, the business was successful, and the McStays lived a happy life. Mm-hmm. There were times where Joseph would work from home, and who didn't want to work from home, like, before the pandemic, you know? They purchased a new home and was in the middle of making renovations. On February 9th, 2010, Joseph's business partners grew worried when they have not heard from Joseph for 5 days. The partners go to the McStays' home and found their dogs outside with food in their bowls. After witnessing this, they thought that perhaps the McStays just left for a vacation and had someone caring for the dogs while they were away. On the 9th day, without word from the McStays, so that date is now February 13th, Joseph's brother went to the house. There were no signs of a break-in except for a partially open window that Joseph's brother went through to get in the house. The brother did not find anything unusual except the family not being there. He left a note for the dog sitter to call him as he grew concerned with his family.
Like, get out of here.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Later that night, Joseph's brother received a phone call from animal control threatening to take the dogs, as they actually have not been fed for over a week. Whoa. Supposedly, someone from animal control fed the dogs. So that was the alleged dog sitter. Wow. So with this alarming information, Joseph's brother then calls the police to report the family missing.
That's a crazy way to, like, find out.
Yeah.
Like, that the family is missing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Damn. He thought it was a dog sitter the whole time.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. So, now we're on February 15, 11 days after the family's disappearance. The police searches the home. Some things looked normal to most, but alarming to investigators. Since the McStays were renovating, the investigators found it hard to determine a struggle. There was raw food left out that determined they must have left in a hurry. The TV was still on, and there was popcorn in two bowls that looked like it was ready to be eaten left out as well.
Wow.
Of course, they were all pretty stumped. Earlier that week, Summer planned to visit her sister who had recently had a baby. A family friend planned to help with painting the home on February 6th, and the family was last heard from on February 4th.
Oh, wow.
The investigators caught video footage of the McStays' car leaving on the evening of February 4th. They soon discovered that the car was towed just outside of the Mexican border. The Mexico border. Is it Mexican border? The Mexico border.
Either or.
When they investigated the car, they did not find any foul play. They also found security footage of what resembled the McStays walking across the border on February 8th.
Oh, shit. Which, when you're from San Diego, you do that often.
Yeah.
You just walk over, yeah. Get some tacos. I mean, obviously, this is a different
case. You know, yeah. But it's normal to do that.
It's absolutely, absolutely normal.
The investigators found the McStays' valid passports that had not recently been used. They discovered that Summer had changed her name multiple times, which made investigators stir up theories that she could have had something to do with the disappearance.
Oh, wow.
Nothing ever came up of the theories, and everyone remained puzzled as to what happened to the McStays. And I wanted to go back about the footage of the McStays walking across the border. Half of the family says that it could possibly be them. The other half says, no, that's not them. So it wasn't official.
It looked like them, but yeah. Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Interesting.
Okay. Fast forward to November 13th, 2013. This is about 3 years after the disappearance.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. A motorcyclist was driving through Victorville, California, and stopped on the side of the road in the middle of the desert for a quick bathroom break. What he so happened
on the side of the road.
Yeah. What he so happened to see prompted him to contact the police. The investigators examined what he saw and found two shallow graves of remains. The remains were then officially identified as Joseph and Summer McStay.
Wow.
They both died of blunt force trauma with what they believed was a weapon that they found in one of the graves, which was a sledgehammer.
Ow, a sledgehammer?
Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to go into detail as to, like, where they were hit, because it's...
Oh, my gosh.
And not far out, unfortunately, they found the children.
The babies. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
They could not figure out who would have done this to the family, but the investigators turned towards Chase Merritt, the former partner of Joseph.
Wow.
He claimed to have spent over an hour with the McStays on the day they went missing.
Ugh.
After focusing on Chase, they ended up matching Chase's DNA to the abandoned car that was towed by the border.
Whoa. Okay.
Chase was arrested on November 5th, 2014. Chase stole money from the company for his gambling problem that he used to work at. And they've concluded that he killed the family for financial gain. So he would forge checks totaling $21,000 coming out of Joseph's business account days after the family's disappearance.
No way. He forged those checks. Wow. Wow.
So officially on June 10th, 2019, Chase Merritt was found guilty of murdering the McStays and sentenced to death on January 1st, 2020.
Whoa, in 2020?
Yeah.
Whoa, I did not know that part.
Yeah.
Sentenced to death? Well, you killed a whole fucking family.
You killed a whole family. And, at first, you and I had the conversation even in your story. You said, I'm not really against the death penalty, but honestly, when there are children involved and you killed the children, blunt force trauma, it said with a 3-pound sledgehammer.
Oh my gosh, that is wrong.
And how it affected
those kids ever do to you?
Exactly, and how it affected the adults, right? Yeah. How it affected Summer and Joseph. I can't even imagine conditions that the kids were in.
And to think, like, this was your partner.
He was a partner.
Your buddy.
Mm-hmm. And Joseph's brother came out to say that, Joseph pretty much put him on. He put Chase on. And Chase kept forging checks. He was, taking money out for his gambling purposes, pretty much stole from the company, and Joseph was forgiving. He fired him, but was forgiving enough to not sue him, actual, like, real legal action, to the point where Chase could go into their home and the family not feel that he has anything against
them. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
And they said that they think that the murders did take place in the home. So during the renovations, they took out carpet from...
Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't know if carpet was taken out after the fact.
Or before.
Or before, and if it was taken out after, it was just a, what kind of floor was it? It was like a, not marble floor, but whatever, hard floor that's easy to, like, clean. So they
or
think.
Tile or whatever, yeah.
Exactly.
No, that makes sense.
So they think that it did take place in the home.
Oh, shit. You know what's, like, one of the most fucked up parts of that story is when they say, like, they had, like, popcorn popped, like, they were getting ready to eat it.
Yeah.
It, like, sounds like Chase came in on, like, a family night and went ballistic.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
With a sledgehammer.
They had, like, they were not suspicious of a thing.
At
they
all.
They just were together, about to eat popcorn, probably yeah. watch a movie together as a yeah. family.
And they probably just, like, invited him in. Like, yeah,
because yeah, they know him.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
man.
Yeah, come on in. We're about to eat dinner. You know, why don't you stay?
That's crazy.
Despite what he's done to Joseph's business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so the business is now, like, it was now, like, bought out or whatever. So the business was bought out from, like, another company. I forgot what they changed the name to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's...
Man, he wiped out a whole family.
He did.
And again, we are not for the death penalty, but no. what do you get?
A whole family?
You know? Like, you deserve something.
A whole family.
For that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, poor McStays.
Yeah.
Rest
yeah.
in peace to them.
Absolutely.
To the mom, the dad, and the poor babies. Oh,
I think Joseph's father or Joseph's brother had stated that he knows for a fact that Joseph did everything in his power to protect them.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
And that, like, oh, that got me, because
sure
I can't even imagine.
Fight.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
I wonder, like, does it say, like, oh, yeah, well, we don't even know where exactly they were murdered. Could have been in the house. It could have been mm-hmm. somewhere else. But it's just, like, scary to think of how he did it. Like, did he do the kids first? Did he do... Did he have
yeah.
to do...
I'm assuming he had to do Joseph
first.
Because,
yeah. yeah, because he would have...
Yeah,
because
he's the
never
man.
Let,
yeah.
yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I got
yeah.
chills from that story.
Yeah. yeah, that's the story of the McStays.
Wow. And then, like... The family went missing.
Yeah.
And so people... I remember when it happened because people were saying, like, they just packed up and disappeared.
Yeah. The thing is that they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't pack up.
Exactly.
And that's
that until, like, 3 years later.
So they, when they were investigating the home, and this was all on the Invisible Choir podcast. So they had, like, I guess the audio sound of them investigating the home, and they made note that, like, Joseph was a surfer and all of his surfboards were there.
Yeah.
So if they were gonna go, to Mexico, you would think right?
Yeah.
And then they also noted the strollers in the garage. The stroller that they used
yeah.
was still in the garage, you know, so...
I mean, even the detail of like, the popcorn.
Right,
was, like,
they're
they
not
were
gonna
clearly,
leave
yeah,
yeah, in the middle yeah. of something.
So,
yeah.
yeah, you're right. They didn't pack up. They
yeah.
just thought, like, this family just disappeared out of
yeah.
nowhere.
Yeah,
now, remember, because I remember seeing the footage of the family walking into Mexico. Or, like,
yeah.
in
oh
line
my gosh.
At the border.
Yeah, yeah.
And so... I remember them saying, like, what the hell happened? And people were even saying, like, there's been sightings of them in
right.
Mexico.
Right.
But little did they know, a couple years later, we find out that
no,
wasn't even them
that
at
wasn't
all.
That family, no.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder who that family was, and I wonder if they saw themselves.
Like, in, yeah.
On the footage and was like, nah,
that's
not
us.
Them.
Yeah.
That's
if they,
us.
Yeah. Because I feel like if I would see myself on a footage,
you
then
would know
I would.
You.
And exactly. And then I would probably, like, want to come forward
right.
if it would help a case. Like,
exactly.
Hey, no, like, this is, that's actually me. I'm not the
mm-hmm.
missing person.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the story of the McStays.
That's such a crazy story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh. Such depressing stories when it comes to, like, people that you think you know. Yeah, you know, yeah.
People
you
that
trust.
Are close to you.
Yeah.
People close to not just you, but your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you gotta be careful.
You really do. You really do. And, ugh. Like, I don't even... How do you prevent that?
Right,
like, what
exactly.
precautions can you take?
Exactly.
Except... You know, if you feel like something is slightly off,
mm-hmm.
don't override it.
Go with your gut feeling for
yeah.
sure every time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Whew.
Well, this
that got
is...
me paranoid.
I know.
What you got
now,
planned
Why are you looking at me? What you looking at me?
over there.
Yeah, you look at me crazy, I'm gonna look at you crazy. No, it is, like, it's scary.
It is. No, it really, you know? Really is.
Because it could be anyone, you know? Whew. Sheesh. But this is Cocktail Murder, guys.
Yeah. So before we go, to end on a lighter note.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me something about your week that was good. Some positivity.
Sure. Oh, so I have a new roommate or housemate, whatever. And so I recently ordered a mirror. And she was kind of, like, in the living room area. And this mirror was, it wasn't heavy, but it was difficult and it was long. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to bring the package upstairs. I'm struggling. And yeah,
you have a lot of stairs.
I have a lot of stairs. And I just refuse to, like, ask for help for whatever reason. I don't know. And I'm literally sweating. No. Literally sweating. I have beans of sweat coming down my face trying to get this package up the stairs. I low-key have it, whatever, I'm getting my stuff together, and then she walks over and says, hey, do you need help? Oh, and I thought that was so sweet. I'm like, you know what? That's very nice.
Now, if it was her, would you walk up to her?
I think I would wait a few... I would wait a few minutes, like, because if she could figure it out.
You got it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if it's, like, more than 5 minutes, and I still
Five minutes is a long time to struggle.
And I hear, you know, you're still not figuring it out, then I will come. Yeah, I will go down there for your rescue.
But
yeah,
that was sure. Very nice
so
of her.
That was nice.
And she could have waited.
She could have not helped me.
Or at all. Yeah,
she
that's
could have
true.
Stick to her lonesome, whatever. So that was very nice and cool nice. To know, like, okay,
and,
I have a nice roommate.
It almost makes you want to...
To help.
Help someone else
yeah.
that you see.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
And then just, sure. and, like, be extra nice to her. Because it's like, oh, you're a good person. Yeah.
Well, be careful. Don't be too nice.
Oh, wait,
because...
Actually, no.
Because these motherfuckers out here.
Yeah, you never know. Clearly. What about you?
This week. You know. You all right, Charlie? You know, I actually am happy about this week because it was very productive.
Okay.
Which is not all weeks.
No.
It was very productive. I mean, in all ways, when it came, to work, I felt productive at work, got a lot of stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the beach like 4 times this week. Mm, mm. I did a couple of hikes.
Oh, nice.
I took Charlie out to the dog beach and to the dog park to make sure he got his runs in.
Yeah.
And, I wasn't that productive at home. I didn't do a lot of cleaning or, like, grocery shopping or anything. But in other aspects of my life, it did feel good to feel productive. And, like, I'm actually doing things. And it's been hot in California the past couple days. Mm-hmm. So this week was great for me to honestly, like, go to the beach. And I learned that the salt water is actually very healing for your spirit. And I was actually doing a lot of healing without knowing it, of course. But now I can go to the beach and be more intentional about
that. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's good. It was a very, very zen, good, chill week. And I'm proud of that.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Proud of you for that. Well, guys... Thanks.
That's Cocktail Murder.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
I hope you guys have been drinking.
Yes, and again, we can't do this without you guys. We only do this for you guys. And be sure to tune in to our Instagram Live every Wednesday, 7 p.m. PST on our Cocktail Murder page. We love to listen to your comments and, you know, just hear your theories, thoughts, and jokes as well.
Absolutely, because
in real time. Yes, we always have a blast. Oh, and most importantly, we drink on our live too, and drinking is required. So
yeah, and you get to see us actually, like, drunk in our faces.
Exactly in real time.
So
so make sure you check us out on the Cocktail Murder page. And I guess we'll cheer.
And that's at Cocktail Murder.
Oh, yes.
Just in case you guys don't know, because people will be like,
What is it called?
It's Cocktail Murder.
We're called, if you type in what you think we're called.
We're going to pop up. Hello.
So, anyways. Yes, it's Cocktail Murder. That's what it is. Anywho, let's cheers it out to the next order. Clink, clink, clink.
Bye, guys.
Bye.